This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And boy, do we have a fun and exciting show for you guys this evening, because it's not a traditional show. I'm usually in studio or doing the show from my bedroom, but I'm at beautiful Deerhurst Resort in Muskoka for the Girlfriends Getaway Weekend. This is something like year 14. And so I had to bring one of my girlfriends as my guest for tonight's show. And that, of course, is Miss Kelly Boss, psychotherapist, mama of two, relationship and parenting expert. We're going to go with guru and goddess today.
Hey, yeah, let's do it. Love it. Love that.
So Kelly, we're here at Deerhurst and we're doing this in front of a live studio audience. Isn't this not exciting?
It's so exciting. Very, very fun. We normally do it where I'm in like pajama pants on the phone with you, but this is great.
It's good. And we're going to talk all things relationships because we have a shitload of women here at Deerhurst, and we're always talking relationships with our girlfriends. Yeah. And, you know, for the dads listening at home tonight too, you're going to get some stuff out of this as well. So don't tune out. But we want to focus on the ladies. And there's all different kinds of relationships out there, Kelly. So I don't know, where do we start? Do I ask you, or do we ask the ladies in the audience what they want to hear?
You know, it's so much more fun that we have an audience. I would say go with them.
Okay. So I'm looking at our beautiful audience here. And by the way, people at home probably think I'm lying because they can't hear you. You guys are too quiet. So can we, like, you know, have a little shout? Like, did you guys have fun last night?
Yeah, it's real. It's real.
Yeah. Okay. See, we're not lying. There is a studio here. Studio audience, I should say. So, okay. So ladies, what do you guys want to hear about? Shout it out. Do you guys want to hear about relationships when it comes to your partners? Are things maybe a little stale at home with your partner? What about relationships with your girlfriends? Or if you have kids, relationship with your kids, relationship with self? Where do we start? Okay, I'm getting to the side of me. We got to start strong. We got to talk about, Kelly.
Yeah.
Stale relationships.
Stale, okay. So yeah, there's some nods in the audience, or at least some knowing giggles. Glances. And yeah, some giggles.
Some giggles. So I wonder, hold on. For those of you that are in a relationship, married, whatever it may be, long-term, can I get a show of hands? Okay, so for those of you guys back home, there's a lot of hands that went up. Of those ladies, how many of you are experiencing a little, how do we word this?
Stale's good, but yeah, is it a little less exciting these days, or maybe way down on the priority list? If there's also maybe some parents or people with busy careers that can make the relationship that afterthought, right?
Yeah. Are any of you guys experiencing that? Okay. We're getting a little bit. Okay. So things are stale, Kelly. Mm-hmm. You're with someone, you've been with them for a very, very long time. It's really easy to go down that road where it's just like, it's routine. Yeah. You're dealing with kids, you're dealing with work, and just that person that you share a bed with is not a priority like they used to be because you're exhausted.
Yeah, you're exhausted. Absolutely. Who feels a little stale themselves? Because I think, right? Yeah, sometimes I think it's that. Like, we just feel so disconnected with making time for ourselves, although you guys are doing great already. Good job on the getaway weekend. And those are hard to do sometimes. Anyone feel a bit of guilt going on it? I hope not.
Oh, we're hearing a lot. It's like, no, the mom guilt. Yeah. The mom guilt is real.
Yeah, it can be hard sometimes to take that time for yourself, and there's always a million other things to do. So good for you to get out this weekend with your friends. That's amazing. But yeah, I think it often starts with feeling a little connected to yourself, right? And making sure that you are feeling life and not just sort of going through it. I had a girlfriend write this morning. She's like, I just like baby cried on a walk, feeling so overwhelmed with all the things I have to do. And I relate to that. And yeah, there's a lot sometimes that we can look to that's not about ourselves.
So, and that is true. You got to make time for yourself, because if you're not in a good place, and they say that you got to, how can you fill someone else's cup if your cup is not full, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So Kelly, how do we do that? We go home, we see our significant other, they're probably tired and exhausted as well. But if no one's making an effort, that is not going to lead to a good and healthy place. So what, help us out. What are some tips? What are some tricks? Like, is there a magic pill that we can take?
Yeah. So, you know, if we just start right away with things that we do for ourselves, and maybe is the mic like floating? Like, can we, like, what are some great things that you do, or you've heard of people doing that you think would, you'd love to implement? What are some great things you do for yourself in a week?
Oh, we've got someone's hand up.
We need that right
mic. Is going there.
Manny's and petties. I love that. Okay. So that's a good one.
Oh, we've got, okay. Someone else. What do you do?
Go to the gym.
Yes. Okay. So we've got some pampering going on. Manny's, petties, gym. I consider gym, you know, pampering as well. And it's good for your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
What else, ladies?
Okay. Scrapbooking weekends. Your lucky legacy for your kids. I think I made a page once, but you know.
Okay, but the thing is that there was two people that answered in a room of women here. And that's got to say something. That's got to say that a lot of us are not taking time for ourselves. And if we're not in a good place, like I said, Kelly, like how are we going to help those around us and be in a good place with those around, be in a good place for those around us? So help us out.
Well, I mean, I know like sometimes when you are feeling overwhelmed, it can be hard. And it can even be hard to know what you want to do. Like what you like to do 5 years ago, I mean, especially given the last 5 years, right? Things have changed. We change, we grow, our interests change, maybe even our friendships change a little bit, our work can change. So many changes can happen that can be hard to sort of connect to those things that give us that little spark, you know, that little bit of connection to yourselves. So sometimes it can be just starting there, like trying to figure out what feels good and not what should feel good. Like someone else's kickboxing doesn't have to be your thing. And, you know, sometimes we sign up for those classes and we're like, ugh, I've got to go. I've signed up and now I'm in kickboxing. And I remember a friend saying once that, oh, I hate it. I shouldn't go. And what happens is every Monday night, I hate myself for not going. And then I don't go, or I do go and I don't get that much pleasure out of it. So she stopped doing it. And then she said, oh, I really like to run or whatever it was. And so she found something else. But sometimes we can be, you know, just hard on ourselves. We can be so hard on ourselves to kind of force ourselves into something that doesn't work. So saying no is a good one. And looking for those things that give us, oh yeah, that actually resonates with me, or that actually makes me feel good.
Definitely. And what do you say about date nights? Do we get into that right now? Yeah. Do we jump to that?
Sure. Like, so you've got maybe a bit of a handle on yourself. You've got a little bit of that spark, you know what you want. And then it's like turning to the relationship and saying, okay, instead of always making an afterthought, instead of always saying, okay, well, I don't know, I don't even feel like going out now, I'm tired, you know, trying to make it a priority. And in that, it's not very sexy, but what we have to do is sort of schedule it. We have to schedule it or we won't do it, because, you know, at this time of year, like, doesn't your pajamas and Netflix sound so good?
But could that be a date? Okay, yeah, hold on a second.
Totally.
We are going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to find out, like, what is a real date? What do we consider a date? What does not count? How do we schedule this stuff? What do we do? Because are we all pros out here in the audience? Do we know? Do we need help?
No, it's
I can't not. Hear you guys.
Need help.
We need help. We all need help. So don't go anywhere. This is the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. It is Sunday night and you are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. I've got my special guest, Kelly Voss, joining me. She's a psychotherapist, mama of two, relationship and parenting goddess. I changed your title. I always love do that it. When you come on the show.
Yeah, something different every time, but I love it.
And we're doing the show from Deerhurst Resort because it is their girlfriend's getaway weekend, ladies. They're also very excited because there are a ton of different activities and things happening here. And I too am excited. But you know what we're talking about? We're talking about relationships. That can also be a very exciting thing. Right before the break, we were talking about dating and stale relationships, talking about those of you that are married or have been in a relationship for a very long time, and then life just happens to get in the way. That's career, that's kids, that's everything. And then you get home and you're tired and you just want to go to sleep and you kind of neglect, Kelly, the person that mm-hmm. you know, your life partner. And that's kind of crappy. So we're talking about dates, and dates are important. And Kelly, you were saying that, you know, it's that time of year where you just want to get home, throw your PJs on, curl up, watch Netflix.
How many
of you guys want to do that? Oh, we're seeing lots of hands.
Sock slippers, like it's the time of year.
Right? Okay, so hold on though. Could that not be a date?
Yeah,
the busy, because like a lot of people are busy let's get real, in the financial state that we're in, a lot of people can't afford to go out, right?
Oh my goodness. Meals at restaurants now.
Right? So, okay. Oh, so it's PJs and Netflix and chill. Okay. Yeah.
You know the answer to that.
Yeah. It's always okay.
No, absolutely. I mean, when I'm saying schedule it, it doesn't have to be a big expensive thing. It can definitely be, you know, date night in, that's no problem. You can get together and do something different. Maybe try and like spice it up, make appetizers together, like make it a bit of an event. But yeah, absolutely. That's like, I think what we're going to, you know, have a difference here. You have date night and you also have just chilling, which is probably pretty regular, but trying to make it a bit special and, you know, taking time to connect. Maybe it's playing cards. Like it doesn't have to be a big thing, but I think it does have to be an appointment of sorts, right? Something where we're recognizing that we need to spend time and connect and not just be like in parallel, you know, often on different shows, you know, like
that's
different
just
parts
going
of the couch and different shows and different things going on, like try and do something together.
Okay. So that's what I was going to say, because I came across a reel on Instagram and the therapist was saying that sometimes it's just sitting down with your partner, watching a program, a show, a movie that they enjoy that you necessarily don't. And I thought that was so nice to hear, because otherwise that's where you start getting that disconnect. You know what I mean? It's like, well, I don't like the show. I'm just going to go off to a side and read a book. I'm going to go out, or I'm going to go upstairs and leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, absolutely. We had a question though too, or a thought.
Okay. So what she's saying is when you do have those nights, get rid of all electronics. And I think that's huge, because so many times we'll sit down and then we'll hear a beep, a notification will go off. And it's just like, you pick up your phone, you don't even think about it.
Yeah.
And you're not present in the moment, which is something that I suck at. We got another question in the audience. What do you do when they fall asleep? Can you smack them, Kelly? I'm turning to the doctor for this one.
I can't endorse the smacking.
Yeah.
But, you know, certainly I think that's it. Like, I think we get too comfortable with each other sometimes. That's where the spark kind of gets threatened a bit. Like the intimacy, novelty, it's hard to have the two together, right? Like there's not a lot new after, who's been married a long time? Give me a number. 19, 16, 30, right? Like, so if you have these many years, it's hard to get like novel, but intimacy is important, and you being asleep, not helpful, right? So I think having that conversation, not you, but them. Yeah. Them being asleep. Sorry. Not you, I understand. But sometimes it's us. But like being able to say, like, okay, I know you're tired. Is tonight a good night to hang out? Like we had it planned, or can we reschedule? Because I don't want you falling asleep. Like, I think we can say, because the biggest thing in relationships is often communication, right?
Yes.
So we make assumptions, or we don't say something, we just get mad. Sometimes, you know, we just, you know, tuck that away and we're a little bit resentful. But I think it's important to say, like, we planned this last week and you fell asleep 2 minutes in. Like, is it because we picked Monday night? Is that like the worst night for you? Like, do we need to pick a different night? Do we need to make sure we are not in the most loungy of chairs with the dim lights watching something? Like, should we sit up? You know, is there things we can do? But I think it's always about communication for so many things, right? When we assume or we don't say something, then stuff can build. And then we have bigger problems than just the date night.
And communication is something that I always talk about pretty much on every single show, and communication in every relationship that we have, whether it be with our significant other, whether it be with our family members, our friends, our children, our coworkers, teachers at school. I think it's so important to talk things through. So yeah, I like that point. Speak to your significant other, communicate with them, let them know what works, what's working for you, what's not working for you, and how you feel.
Yeah, absolutely. How it feels if someone's falling asleep when you've tried to connect. Absolutely.
Because I, you know what I want to know? How many overthinkers do we have in this audience? We've got
some are still thinking about it.
Yeah. See, so I'm an overthinker too. So for me, I find that communication helps a lot and gives me that reassurance, right? Because so many times, you know, if we go off that that comment you made, what do you do when they fall asleep? Like, you know what I mean? During your date, if you're doing like a home little date watching a movie, do you smack them? By the way, Kelly could not endorse it. I say go for it, full on smack. But to an overthinker, they might start thinking to themselves, was it something I did?
Was it me?
Am I not appealing to them? Are they not interested in me anymore? Think of me in the same light. So that's where communication comes in. Because if not, you start to, at least I know that I start to generate these stories and scenarios in my head, which in my head, they're reality. But you know, there's actually no facts to support any of it. And I've got it, you know, I think that as overthinkers, we need to remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we can definitely let our cognitive distortions or unhelpful thinking styles take over, where we're thinking, you know, all or nothing, or we're thinking worst case scenarios, and we just go down that path. So it is really important to find ways to interrupt your thinking. And one of the, this is my magic question I go to. We've talked about it before on your show, but the question is, what would I say to a friend? Because kind of stuff that I would say to myself, I would never assume. Like, it wouldn't be like, oh, it's probably because you're not attractive to your husband anymore, to your friend. You'd probably be like, oh, he's tired. Like, it's not about you. You're amazing.
Well, hold on, Kelly.
Yeah.
I've got three girlfriends from high school in my front, in the front row here. And I'm looking at one in particular. Her name's Nicole Lenaro.
Hey, Nicole.
And she would totally tell me, she'd be like, P, maybe you're just not sexy to him anymore. So what would your friend say?
Okay, so
don't use Nicole. No, I love her. She's the best.
Yeah. That has its place too. But often if it's like a distorted thought, like we know,
yeah,
because it's just off, right? Like it has those always, never, like that kind of flavor of like, it's just a little bit out there. And when we bring it in, like maybe reality is he's tired and you guys haven't been connecting much lately. So I'm sure that's what Nicole means. Yeah, Nicole?
Yeah. That's exactly it.
She doesn't mean you're not attractive. But in our head, we say nasty things to ourselves that we wouldn't even say to an acquaintance. Maybe even an enemy would be nicer. Like, but in our head, we'll like make up stories and then we're pretty hard on ourselves.
All the time. But I know I'm big on communication. So I'm going back to communication for a sec. Also, I think that that's where, if we're talking communication and dating to like spark things up again, I think that it has to start with communication and asking those questions to your significant other. What do you want to do? What can we do? How have you been feeling lately? Right? I'm not a therapist. Kelly is, but I pretend sometimes, like now.
You're doing great.
Thanks. So do you want to take a break before we go into the next thought?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Don't go anywhere because this is The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. We are at Deerhurst and we are doing the show in front of a live audience. It is the Girlfriends Getaway Weekend here. It has been a jam-packed weekend. We had a Barbie theme party on Friday. So Saturday, we had the James Barker Band and some mechanical bull riding. And the most amazing thing about this weekend is seeing all these women come together and being here with their girlfriends, which I think girlfriend relationships are huge and important.
Yeah, they're huge, yeah.
And a must. And so I've got my girlfriend on stage with me doing the show with me tonight, Miss Kelly Boss, psychotherapist, hey, relationship Tina. Parenting expert. So Kelly, we were talking about our relationships with significant others, long-term relationships, just that spark sizzling out. Mm-hmm. How do we get that back? And you had some great suggestions and ideas, and we always go back to communication. That's my most favorite thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But as I look at this room of women,
we're eating tarts or something.
What are they? Are those cupcakes? What is going on with strawberries?
Beautiful.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, I was slightly distracted by that.
You know, friends who weekend together and eat together.
Yeah.
Stay together.
Absolutely.
Right. So let's talk about relationships, friendships.
Yeah,
because those are huge. And we're not just talking about the girlfriends, but we're talking about relationships. Maybe if you've got like a really good buddy that you always go to, or mm-hmm. the dads are listening at home because they wish they were here on the girlfriend's getaway weekend.
Yeah, they do. Yep.
So friendships.
Yeah, friendships. Dive in.
Okay. So Kelly, I always say that people come into your life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. I did not make that up. I wish I did. But there are good relationships. There's great relationships. There's not so good ones and toxic ones. Mm-hmm. So what do we do? How do we deal? How do we cope? Who should we surround ourselves with?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think sometimes we talked about this a little bit before, but things can serve you at different times, right? And so relationships change just like we change. I do see sometimes in my practice as a counselor, some people that have very toxic relationships. It might be with family, like a sister or mom. It might be with their friends. And it's very difficult to end a friendship, and probably maybe even more so than a relationship, right? Because there's a bit of some assumption there, or that you're friends for life, or that you have to. And I think people feel really bad when things change and that relationship isn't working for them the same anymore. So I think, you know, giving ourselves permission, it's called false kindness to stay in things that aren't working, or pretending something is something that it's not, right? But of course we have like all kinds of girlfriends here this weekend that are obviously bonding and so glad to be here to connect. So that's amazing. Woohoo to them. Yeah.
I know. Can we just actually get a round of applause for that?
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Because you guys have found people that it works with.
Yeah, not only have you found people that make you happy, put a smile on your face. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of people dancing and drinking this weekend too. And there's only like, you know, your good friends that you can like, you know, let loose with and be real and be yourself. So good on you for coming and with those girlfriends and taking time. But the most important thing is that relationship with self, and that is taking time for yourself to get away, to take a break from life and just enjoy, because I always say life is too short.
Yeah, absolutely.
Life is too short and life is too short for shitty friends, right? Right. So we need to surround ourselves with good people, positive people, people that lift us up, people that motivate us and inspire us instead of dragging us down. And we need to cut out those bad ones.
Mm-hmm. Which of course isn't easy. It can also be hard sometimes to make. I don't know, maybe show of hands here. Like if you've moved later in life or you've had some changes, sometimes it's hard to make new friends in a new community. If people had that, anyone want to raise a hand? Yeah. So if you've moved, or if for whatever reason your friendships have changed a lot, that can be hard sometimes as an adult to make new friends. Has anyone had an experience where they've found it really successful or a good way? I mean, obviously you're going to meet people this weekend, which is amazing, but has there been ways that you've found you've been able to connect or make new friends in a community when you've had to kind of shift peers? I mean, divorces, sometimes there's lots of things that can happen where it changes, right? Anyone have any experience or a tip?
So what she was saying is that you really got to put yourself out there, and that's how you'll meet new people. And you'll find people that jive with you, similar interests. And I totally agree, because if you don't put yourself out there, how are you going to meet anyone? And that even just goes with like relationships in general. Even for those of you that are single, that are trying to find someone, like no one's going to come knocking on your bedroom door on a Saturday night, you know, looking for you. If you don't go out, no one's going to see you and find you. So definitely, like, yes, I
love that. Put yourself out there.
Yeah. And I think we make those assumptions. Again, it's that twisted thinking again, where we, oh, well, they've already got all the friends they need. Like, that can happen a lot. You go to something and you see something like, oh, they probably don't want to meet anyone new, or they're already connected in the community. And that's simply not the case. Like, I think, okay, so some of you haven't moved or haven't had that change of friendships. Are you open to new friendships generally? Yeah. Yep. Somewhat.
People are saying yes, definitely open to new friendships. You know what what are your thoughts on the online community, Kelly, and using that as a tool to make friends?
Pina's just being romantic here because that's how we met.
I'm reminiscing.
But we met in person, but you know, a lot of friendships, you know, you might meet at a weekend like this. We met at a social media conference. And so you keep in touch by different ways. And so your actual FaceTime together might be quite small, but yeah, you can have like really rich friendships that, you know, have kind of lasted because of all the ways to communicate. I mean, I don't think I'm alone here that I'm so glad I didn't have all the social media as a kid, because it seems like it would be impossible. Although I am curious of whatever happened to my German exchange student. And, you know, I have some curiosity, but I haven't found every single person I've ever met where, like, my kids definitely almost have that pressure, right? So, yeah. But yeah, you can definitely have like really rich friendships that are more online, or like olden day, I suppose, like letter writing, you know, you were able to get to know each other.
Can you still go to the library and they set you up with a pen pal? The teachers in the front row are like saying, no, that's not. And then someone else is like, other people are like, that would be amazing. Wouldn't it be amazing? Yes. Like,
especially if they live somewhere really cool and invite you to visit.
There you go. So, but that's one thing that I think that we should do, is always be open-minded. And to meet new people, because you never know, like I said, season, reason, and lifetime.
Yeah.
And you never know when you're going to meet that person. It doesn't have to be a romantic relationship, but when you meet that lifetime person, that lifetime friend, that girlfriend, that buddy, whatever it may be. Yeah. So I think you gotta be open-minded.
But as you said, you have to put yourself out there, and you know, sometimes it's so hard. It's so hard to join new things. Like you said, you're moving around with the military. I mean, in some ways there might be at least a bit of a community that gets it. You know, sometimes you might move and nobody gets it. Like, everyone seemed to grow up there, and that's like small town. Sometimes it just feels like everyone's so established. And you know, kids can help with that, but it not always. Like, if you're a little bit maybe older or have totally different interests, it's just finding those interests. Who plays pickleball? Anyone taking up pickleball? Everyone plays pickleball. I don't know. Maybe pickleball, maybe something else, but just trying to find those things that adults can join. And book clubs, that's another good one. I mean, COVID kind of screwed this up for us right a bit, right?
Yeah. But it's something that definitely I think that is important, is to have those relationships with your girlfriends. And I think a lot of people, once they get married, they tend to lose some of their girlfriends. And that's sad. And they lose themselves. And it's just like when you become a mom after you have those kids, you're like, okay, I'm a mom now and nothing else, which I think is total BS. And it's a hashtag I use all the time, is more than just a mom, because I think that we need to remind ourselves that we are more than just moms, for the moms out there listening. You know what? Should we talk about moms? Should we talk about dads? Should we talk about relationship with our kids?
Sure.
Let's go. Okay. Don't go anywhere. So we're going to be back with more right here on 640 Toronto. This is The Parenting Show. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
We're back. It is Sunday night, and we are coming to you from Deerhurst in beautiful Muskoka. And I've got the beautiful Kelly Voss sitting next to me. She is my girlfriend, but she's also an amazing psychotherapist, relationship expert, parenting expert, and just amazing goddess. That's it.
Goddess is a big word. Thank you.
It is. I'm a goddess with you. I just gave myself that title too.
Yeah, too.
Yeah. So we're talking relationships, and we've got a room of beautiful, amazing women, because it is the Girlfriends Getaway Weekend here at Deerhurst. And we talked a little bit about relationships, those stale relationships, for the people that have been married or with someone for a long time and they're just tired. How do we bring back that spark? And then we were talking about relationships with friends, and how do we make friends? And that kind of segued into parenthood and how we seem to get lost. We seem to get lost. Like I said, when you're in that long-term relationship and you're with that person, sometimes you lose some friends and it's sad and it's crappy, but it happens and that's reality. And then it happens again. For those of you that have chosen to have children, then you know what I'm talking about, because that baby comes along and then everything else is put on the back burner. Your significant other, because guess what? They're an adult. They can fend for themselves. And your needs, because, hey, baby comes first and you need to do what you need to do to be a good parent to your child, right? And so now we've got that relationship with our kids. And it can get really crazy, Kelly. And it changes. It's constantly changing. I was watching videos of me with my kids. They're now 12, 10, and 8, of when they were little. And they were so sweet and they were so cute. Not so much anymore. But you know what I mean? Like, it was, I look at that relationship and I look at how much they've grown as humans, as people in society. And things change. Inevitably, they're going to change. And this, sometimes that change is hard.
I have this theory that people have stages that they do really well in and stages that they struggle a bit in, right? So there's always someone, you know, maybe there's someone here, you could even raise your hand, like babies. They love babies. Crazy about babies. Anyone love babies? Yes.
Oh, they're loving babies. Right?
Other people are like, could totally skip over that. I'm good. Who loves the toddlers? I love toddlers. I'm crazy about toddlers. That's me too. And then there's like, I really liked them when we could have like conversations and like kind of like school age children. And that's like my, there's some teachers here that are like, no, because I do that all day. So no, but yeah, school age. Some people loved grade four. Or they really got a lot of their kids in grade six. And then teens, who loves the teens? And there's no there too, but there's also always people with the hands up. Right. And then they love their relationship when their kids are, you know, in college or university or like in the early working stage, or they love them now, seeing them as parents. Like, there's all these different stages. And I think some of us are just more equipped or better, or just more like, it's just more innate in us to be good at those stages. But then I think we're hard on ourselves when we're not really spectacular at others, right? And I think we just have to know that everyone has their wheelhouse, right? And that's amazing.
So you said that your special age, or the stage that you like, is the toddler stage.
Yeah, I just had a lot of patience for it at that time. And I found actually had less patience in school age, because I was like, even though kind of young, I'm like, but you should know, because like, you're saying all the right things to me, but you're still doing the exact opposite. Like, I just found it logically, you know, frustrating. Then toddlers, I'm like, whatever, you're just going to do it. Oh, we've got a question here or a comment. You were saying basically that you have, you've had teens at different times of like history, so to speak, and coming with now with the social media, and your youngest teen is, or your current teen, has been a lot more challenging because they're armed with so much information. Am I summing it up? Yes. And that can be really challenging. It was totally different before. Oh my goodness. And the phone fights. Who has the phone fights? And get off your phone.
Oh yeah. The phone fights.
Right. It's just a different thing.
We're not aging ourselves at all.
Yeah. But it's just, it's really a different battle than say you had, as you said, with your 24-year-old. Yeah. And I think that's true too. Like I think we have different battles, even what we had with our parents. Like maybe there's some similarities, but there's probably a lot of differences on the kind of things. It wasn't to get off the phone all the time. I mean, for me, it would be like that long, crazy cord getting all tangled while you're trying to find a corner of a little privacy, right? But yeah, it's different fights. And yeah, it's, and that can also be exhausting. So you might have enjoyed teen years with one child more than another, just because they're
the different eras. Yeah, the different eras, definitely. So Kelly, are you trying to say that communication is like number one?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, sorry, we just have another question. But yeah, I think again, it's so hard to have these boundaries now and these conversations. And so I think it's like a new way of doing it. And we're gonna have someone that has an idea to speak to it right now from the audience.
So our audience member was basically just saying that the internet is a very scary place. And we have to be careful, because yeah, we live in a different time and a different place. all of us who are parents, either listening to this show at home or in this room right now, we didn't grow up like this. And that's why it's important that we have these good relationships with our kids, right, Kelly? So that they know that they can come and talk to us and that we can go to them and communicate with them the, like, how to be safe online, what's appropriate, what's inappropriate, how do we deal with this? And if something should arise, that they know that they can come to us. And that's not always easy. That's scary for kids, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, obviously communication, again, really important, and having those open dialogue and having a chance to sit down and talk with your teens when you can. Careful what we model. I'm guilty of it too. I can get on my phone. I don't know what I'm looking for. Somehow I'm looking for something. I'm scrolling. I don't know what it is. Then I say, oh, this is dumb, and I get off it. But I'm an adult, right? And I have more self-control, and it's still hard because it's designed to be hard, right? This is designed to be addictive, and it's really hard. So it's hard for our kids even more so. So we have to communicate these things with them. Like, we have to communicate the problems with it. We have to encourage other interests. We have to get them outside. And that's hard.
And just having those talks with them, right? That's it. For us, we're going to go have fun now here at the Girlfriends Getaway Weekend. But if people want to get more info, Kelly, from you or talk to you, where do they find you? Where do they go?
So probably easy. You can find me at kellyboss.com. I'm 1S, or Kelly Boss Therapy on Instagram and Facebook. Those are probably the easiest. And then I have two locations, Couch Psychotherapy in Orillia and Muskoka Mind and Body in Gravenhurst. So not far from where we are today.
Thank you so much, Kelly. And thank you, ladies, for coming and spending time with us for the past hour talking relationship. And a big, big, big thank you to Deerhurst Resorts for an incredible and much needed Girlfriends Getaway Weekend, because this is what we need to do for our relationship with not only ourselves, but our relationships with our girlfriends. And then if we're happy here, we get to go home to our significant other, or maybe a dog or cat or children. And we'll be in a happy, good mood. So thank you for putting us in that mood, Deerhurst. That is it for the Parenting Show. But we'll catch you next week. Same time, same place, right here on 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment, going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains, made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.